This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A look into the darker side of the numbers opens in theaters today. Martin Scorsese's The Wolf of Wall Street tells the story of a sleazy, drug-loving broker played by Leonardo DiCaprio. Wall Street greed fuels many Hollywood plot lines. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman checks in with some real Wall Street pros to get their take.
Move the money from your client's pocket into your pocket.
For people in high finance, the wolf will be yet another reminder that, in the popular culture, Wall Street equals corruption and excess. That's okay, says Max Wolf at ZT Wealth in Manhattan.
It jacks up people's sense of self-importance and influence.
Wolf says he'll see the movie. So will his friends. They'll say, oh, that was back in the 90s.
And then endlessly talk to each other about how unrealistic it is. And that will be part of a bonding exercise in the industry.
Simon Rosenfeld briefly sold stocks off a script early in his career, just like the unscrupulous boiler room brokers in The Wolf of Wall Street. He switched to commercial mortgages. 0% interesting to watch on the screen, he says.
They're not going to choose to make a movie out of the boring, daily, mundane activities of what goes on in the mostly legal world in this industry.
So he doesn't mind when Hollywood depicts a few colorful crooks plying their trade on Wall Street. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.